The consumer electronics industry is ready for the most shoppingful time of the year. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. It is Thanksgiving week and the official start of the 2018 holiday shopping season. So all this week, we're partnering with the online tech reviews and news site CNET to talk about the big trends in consumer technology. This year, CNET did a holiday survey asking its users what they're thinking about when it comes to tech. And this year, the research bears out what the retail industry has already been saying. It's going to be a big year for shopping, especially in tech. Lindsay Turrentine is the editor-in-chief of CNET Reviews. She said it's not just about giving gifts either. 60% of the survey's respondents plan to shop for themselves. Why all the self-gifting? Well, in a word,
sales. Things are cheap. I mean, that's really it. You know what you want. Everybody knows what they want. And then you see this parade of Cyber Week, Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals. It's really hard not to be like, well, actually, I kind of want that expensive television, and I'm not going to ask mom and dad for that. This is the moment. It's never going to be less expensive. So now I'm going to buy it for me myself.
Yep. The survey also found that 25% of shoppers plan to spend more on tech this year. Is that, do you think, also because tech is getting cheaper, or is it just more mainstream?
I think it's just more mainstream. So we found that more than ever, people want to receive, for instance, smartwatches. It used to be that cell phones were the top of our list. Now smartwatches are at the top of our list. And we're finally reaching a point, especially with Apple Watch, let's be honest, where it has reached mass adoption. Lots of people have them. It seems like a quote unquote normal gift, not necessarily a nerdy gift. It's just a gift.
Was there anything in the survey that particularly surprised you?
I think that it is interesting how many people want to give or do give subscriptions to Amazon Prime. It's a very specific surprise, but it's also a very specific thing. And it's not uncommon to give subscriptions to things. It's an easy gift to give, especially at the last minute. But we found that the most common subscription gift for people in our survey to give is a subscription to Amazon Prime. So it's very meta. Like, I'll give you a subscription to something that allows you to give to other people.
Let's talk about that, sort of the industry broadly. Are there any surprising shakeouts with manufacturers? Are there brands that are pulling ahead that you didn't see coming, or companies that you're looking at the survey results and saying, like, maybe you need to worry more than you thought?
You know, I would say that in the smart home category, Google is catching up to Amazon, maybe even faster than we expected to. Alexa really was the stand-in for smart home speakers in the past. Google's catching up really quickly. We've seen them named. I think that Apple, while obviously a common gift brand, we are seeing a lot of interest in non-Apple phones. Google Pixel's getting a lot of attention. So we are seeing some up-and-comers start to pull ahead a little bit.
Lindsay Turrentine is the editor-in-chief of CNET Reviews. You can find links to that holiday shopping survey at our website, marketplacetech.org. Tomorrow, we'll take a deeper look at one of the hot categories, the smart home. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Over the past few months, you've been hearing Divided Decade, our year-long project covering the Great Recession and its ongoing impact. As a nonprofit news organization, we believe this kind of in-depth reporting is essential to help people understand the economic forces that affect our lives. To support this important work, please go to marketplace.org to become a Marketplace investor with a donation of $5 or more. Thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.